subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends over at Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. Wanted to get that email that we read last week on the show. I read it on Friday quickly. I want to go back and cover it again and just tell you exactly what was said and how it was said. This is from Chris, who's a loyal listener, writing to the general manager there. Said, after hearing about Katechee on local radio station, we decided to play your golf course. We enjoyed it so much that we decided to book a group trip in April 2020 and stay at the golf cabin. Our group is pretty flexible in April. We'd love to come down on Friday afternoon, early evening, play some golf Saturday morning, a nine-hole replay that afternoon if possible, check out maybe playing on Sunday morning, and a group of eight are going to go down and want to know about questions, concerns, anything they might have there. But this happens all the time there, that people go one time and they go, all right, well, this is it. I want to encourage you, like, if you have business there, if you want to, set up some sort of meetings there, they've got the meeting space for it all well, too. So how about a little corporate meetings in the morning? Everybody, stay there at the clubhouse and their suites they have there, and then come downstairs, have breakfast, have your big corporate meetings, and then have a nice lunch and maybe, get in a quick 18 holes after that. That's really cool, for what you're doing there. Halfway between Atlanta and Charlotte, and halfway between Clemson and Athens. It's a beautiful location. You're going to love it. My friends at Katechee, again, heard about it on the radio, went down and played once. Now group eight guys going down for a weekend in April. I love hearing that. CATEECHEE.com.
Yeah, it makes me think that we need to have a little station corporate retreat down there. We can do some meetings. We can play a little golf.
That's what I'm saying.
You and Brad can go stand out there and just work on your swing techniques for a while, and then maybe, we'll all get to play a little bit. But you and Brad are always constantly working through that swing.
You have to, man. Yeah, during the breaks, you have to talk golf swing. Everybody knows that.
Well, I need to start getting on this conversation because mine is just as shot as can be.
Come on. Jump
in. If you can cure my slice, Mickey Plyler,
I can cure it.
You might be able to fix anything in golf.
I get you hooking it pretty soon. But the water's warm, man. Jump on in. It's nice. Anthony's in Greenville on a Reaction Monday, 654 Roar. Hey, Anthony, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, I had a great weekend. Great weekend indeed. Thank you. Good. Y'all did as well.
Yeah, so we did.
Just a quick comment, and I'll free up the line. You're talking about the defensive stats for Clemson a while ago, and I appreciate that. Just a lot of lofty numbers there. But just imagine if we were playing our first-string defense the whole game like most teams do or have to do. Imagine what those numbers would look like. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate the phone call. That's right. But you know what would happen? You wouldn't see what you see already, because last year they played a bunch of players. And despite the fact that it's an investment in the program when you do that. Remember when Brent Venables came here, he said, I'd never played so many players. I didn't know we wanted to play that many players, and that's what Dabo had to talk me into. What does that mean? Well, it means you give up a few fourth quarter points every once in a while. And so you only win 45-10 rather than 45-3. What does that mean, though? That means that when Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Albert Huggins and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant go to the NFL, then Justin Foster steps in and makes two sacks. That Xavier Thomas is a big factor for you. That Logan Rudolph, or that, and you're able to redshirt Henry Masco, or that Pinckney makes big plays, not only national championship game, but makes plays, had his best game on Saturday.
Yep.
That means, if you've noticed, I think that here in the last few weeks, Jordan Williams has played his best football.
He really has come on the last couple of weeks.
Have you noticed how much you're seeing Xavier Kelly in there as of late?
He's been playing better.
And then, boy, Tyler Davis, what a football player he is.
I love that kid. He's
So, yeah, you can play these starters and keep them in and win 45-3. I'd rather win 45-10, get the guys in the game.
Yep.
And, you know, look, same thing on the offensive line. Next year you're going to lose four seniors on the offensive line. But you know what I like seeing out there? Jordan McFadden playing a bunch of snaps.
He also saw a snap at a wide receiver there.
Yeah, flanking him out.
I'm still ready for that offensive tackle bubble screen.
I need it bad. Love seeing Bockhorst. But Cade Stewart played half the game at center on Saturday.
Played a good game, too.
Absolutely. Love seeing Putnam out there. So next year, they'll say, well, they lost four offensive linemen. Clemson's going to be down on offense next year. No, because you're playing so many players this year. It's a great plan. It keeps people engaged, keeps people from transferring out faster, and it keeps your off-season conditioning get through it. And it saves your season because you aren't, as Alabama was last year, just mentally and physically exhausted from playing Arkansas. So it works. It's a great deal. It works. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You might drop in the polls despite winning 90-24 the last 2 weeks. You might drop in the polls. But so what? It's October.
They're meaningless polls, Mickey.
Right.
We discussed earlier, the real poll comes out on November 5th.
You know when the real poll comes out? December the
3rd,
whatever it is. But through all that, 7 games this year, no team has 300 yards of total offense against you.
It's pretty good.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
Boston College comes to town, and we're going to talk about Boston College this week. Well, on Wednesday, we'll get a Boston College guest on. It's kind of hard to get a Boston College guest because they're all still talking about Red Sox and Patriots and Bruins.
We're not talking about the Sox, Celtics. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That Sox season been done for a while.
But did you see the Boston College NC State game from this past week?
I kept up with it, but I'm very thankful that I did not sit down and watch that ball game because I picked NC State and I hate myself.
Boston College had 429 yards rushing. They lined up with A.J. Dillon, gave it to him 34 times. He had 223 yards. David Bailey had 16 carries for 181 yards. Ooh. Both those guys combined for 5 touchdowns.
Ooh.
They outrushed NC
Elite
State.
Wolfpack defense.
They outrushed NC State, John. 429-56.
Our guy Dave Doran coming in strong.
Double D. They lined up and smashed Ohio State. They had 532 yards.
How many?
532 yards to 366.
Boston College had 530. Wow.
They had 429 on the ground. What they said was Anthony Brown's gone and Dennis Grossel can't throw it, so we're going to give it to Dillon. We're going to give it to Bailey. Bailey's the 240-pound back.
Holy moly.
They lined
up. That's a big old boy. I'd give him a ton of carries.
Smashed them. And so you're going to see it this week. They're going to line up, and they're going to try to smash Clemson.
Okay.
Man up. We'll see. 7:30, Saturday night. Oh. See how it works out for them.
Another night game in the Valley.
Speaking of trying to smash people, Kentucky completed 2 passes on Saturday.
High-flying SEC action right there, Mickey.
High-flying.
Man.
You know what's crazy about that game on Saturday? Georgia threw the ball for 35 yards Saturday, doubled up Kentucky's passing yards.
First-round pick, Jake Fromm, right there.
They had a wide receiver and a tight end in for an official visit this weekend. Georgia did.
Jokes write themselves, Mickey. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I just hope that they showed the recruits where they keep all the kayaks so they can get around campus because that was just a monsoon. It looked like a lot of fun to play in, though.
They thought they were going to boat race Kentucky instead of an international boat. Anthony's in Columbia, 654-ROAR. Anthony, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, look, I do have, some concern about the way Trevor's playing. I think his decision-making. I mean, to me, and I watched them all of last year, and to include the national championship game, but just take that game out of it. He made better decisions last year. And looking at it from that standpoint, it looks like he's regressing in his decision-making. I mean, he's just making piss-poor decisions. It don't seem like he's learning from any of his mistakes. And he didn't make these same decisions last year, and I'm kind of shocked by it. you know, I thought by being 6'6" and he'd be able to see the field better. I'm a little bit shocked about his decision making. Don't seem to be getting better. You know, and I think that's a big concern. And yeah, we can highlight the good things that he did, but he's not showing any progress in his decision making so far. I mean, I think that's some reason to be concerned.
Well, Saturday he made two bad decisions. And Dabo talked about he made four bad plays. Now they were the ultimate bad decisions because they were interceptions. And you're right. He almost trusts his arm too much because he does not check down. He does not throw the ball to the underneath a wide open guy and get the 3 or 4 yards and move the chains the way other quarterbacks do. And I watch, that's all the NFL does now. Just check down and throw it down and take the underneath guy. The reason that is because teams are playing Trevor differently this year too, that they're not going to give up the deep ball. And so he's got to work on patience. It is decision-making. It's patience too. And it's the fact that he can't trust his arm as much as he can trust it. And then finally, Anthony, you know, we always know this. We always know that, man, the ball's fixed so the quarterback threw a bad play there. I didn't like the route that Amari Rodgers ran on the post. You're supposed to undercut that. But on decision-wise, I'm not sure that ball's supposed to go to Amari Rodgers right there. I think he kind of pulls the safety in and try to go the other side with that. Justin Ross got bumped and really got tackled right down there on the other interception. That ball was overthrown. That was a bad throw. But then we give him all kinds of credit for the two touchdown passes. And those balls were, you know, balls that were kind of high-risk passes in there as well. So it's live by the sword, die by the sword, and Clemson's going to advance the ball downfield. So, yeah, he needs to check it down more, but that's kind of who they are. Like Deshaun did the same thing. He's going to throw the ball downfield, and he's going to take some risk in there. I don't disagree with you. A lot of it has to do with what the defense is doing too, though, and I think Trevor's learning valuable lessons. Remember, he's just a sophomore. He's just very young. I think you'll see the better ones as the season goes on. I'm hoping at least see better as the season goes on.
Yeah, and I hope you're right, because he clearly got the skill set. But we're 7 games in now.
He
should be making these same things. Not 7 games into the season, and he paid all last year. Yeah. Seemed to make good decisions last year. 7 games into the season, he shouldn't be doing this, man. But hopefully you guys are right.
Hopefully.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the phone call. And teams are playing him different now. And teams are forcing the blueprint to play Clemson is, unlike Alabama and Notre Dame, don't give up the big play. Keep it in front of you. Cover 3 and cover 4. Keep it in front of you. Don't get the ball behind you. Double team Ross, double team Higgins. Now Higgins was hurt, but Louisville effectively took Higgins out of the game Saturday. And so make them throw the ball. Keep throwing on the outside of the numbers. Double team the outside of the number guys. Make ETN beat you in the running game. Hopefully they'll jump off sides or they'll hold and they'll have to back it up. And hopefully they'll lose their patience. And really, be honest with it, Trevor lost some patience. He didn't take the check down and threw the ball into coverage. With that said, one of the biggest issues is that this team does not have that tight end threat across the middle of the field and between the hashes, they don't have it. I think Amari can be that a little bit. They actually, because of T's injury, they moved Justin to the boundary, I think, and T to the field maybe to take care of some of that. But teams are going to – they don't want Lawrence and the deep balls to Higgins and Ross beat them. The good news for Clemson is Travis Etienne can beat you too. And that's North Carolina put the blueprint. And another thing is just change coverages every play. Just try to disguise it every play.
Yep.
Mix it up every single play.
Try to confuse Trevor pre-snap as much as possible.
Well, a lot of Clemson's routes are based upon option routes.
Yeah.
And based upon what they see from a defense. And so you got to be on the same page. If you're always switching it up, doing a good job. But with that said, though, Clemson still, I'm right by saying this, 52 against Georgia Tech, only 24 against A&M, but 41 against Syracuse, 52 against Charlotte, only 21 against North Carolina, but 45 the last 2 weeks. 45 points a game. We talk about how bad the offense played, yet they had 551 yards and 45 points. They had 253 passing and 298 on the ground. Take what the defense gives you. This week it was a running game, and that equated to ETN getting 192 on the ground and Clemson getting 298 on the ground and Clemson scoring 45 points and 551 yards. And the game was never in doubt, never in question. It's not going to be, you know, they had to punt. They punt three times Saturday.
Maybe.
I think.
Three maybe four.
Let's see if I'm right about saying
this. It all kind of runs together during the broadcast.
They punted. Yeah, three punts. A missed field goal and two turnovers. So, man.
And you were only able to get 45 points out of that.
I know.
Fire Dabo.
I know, man. It's like, oh, no, we're terrible. We stink. We suck. Look at the drive chart just to make sure. And, Bill, I'm going to come to you after a break. Hang on. Drive chart. Field goal, interception, touchdown, punt, touchdown. So you punted once in the first half. And you punted twice the second. Punt, missed field goal, punt. And so everybody's up in arms. You finish the game with touchdown, 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 touchdown. Four straight drive of touchdowns. And you finish the game in the second half of having the ball for 22 minutes of the second half. So it worked out okay for you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. On Friday, my friend Kevin walks in over at Chick-fil-A. And he goes, I want to tell you something. Next week's a big week for us. So why is that? He goes, because on Monday or Tuesday, I forgot which one he said. On Monday or Tuesday, Engineer Sleep's going to deliver our king-size adjustable bed. I love that. He's going to love it as well. It's a hard... John, I love you, brother. I love doing this show. It was hard getting out of that bed this morning, man. That was a hard deal for me. You can have a great Engineer Sleep bed, custom designed, custom made just for you. Think about Engineer Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Off of Congaree Road, go by, test it out, ask them, say, how was it, man? Did you go in there? Did you lay down in the bed? And went, yeah. And they went a little softer mattress. But whatever you like, whatever floats your boat, think about it. It's engineeredsleep.com. Don't pay full retail. Pay the wholesale pricing right there in the factory right here in Greenville, South Carolina. You're going to love it. EngineerSleep.com. Bill and Sloper, hang on. I'm coming to you. Short break. Much more after this.
Join the Roar every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. Mark and co-host John Hite entertain you with all the best national guests, all sports, all conferences, all leagues, and lots of football talk. You need insight? Mark Childress has it. And haters are welcome. You got a rant? Mark's hate segment is the way to get it off your chest. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by Rivers Whitmire Realtor and S.H. Carter on The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Kathleen Sweeney. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means it's time for Tigers for Tatas. Last year, with your help, The Roar raised over $40,000, and this year, we hope to top that. Dabo and I truly appreciate your support of the All In Foundation in its local efforts in the fight against breast cancer.
Join the Roar all month long for Tigers for Tatas. For a complete schedule of our Tigers for Tatas remotes, log on to theroar.radio.
Hello, beautiful.
And handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only four 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and 30, back to 30.
It's almost sweater weather, which means it's the perfect time to indulge in hearty, savory soups at Twin Peaks. Try our take on the classic venison chili, topped with pepper jack and fresh red onions. Or one of our newer options, like the tomato basil or seasonal option. Order them solo or enhance any plate when you add a cup. And the holidays are just right around the corner. It doesn't get much more festive than at your local Twin Peaks Lodge. Book with us and add some scratch food, booze, and scenic views to your holiday party. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. And what that does is allows us to give the client different price points so that if they have a tight budget, we can work within that tight budget. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's KATAZoom.com.
It's finally here. College football in the fall, my favorite time of year. The pageantry, tailgating, school pride. It's like nothing else. Something else that's unique in a different way is health insurance and employee benefits. An employer offers benefits to attract and retain good employees. And for most companies, this is the time we start renewing that process. I'm passionate about college football, and I love what I do. I get to help people. I help business owners protect their bottom line. We make life easier for HR. We help employees understand what they have and how it all works. Can we help you? Give us a buzz at 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
George Coleman Ford is rolling out fall with the 2019 F-150 blowout sale. This month, they'll meet or beat any out-the-door written offer by any of their local competitors on similarly equipped 2019 F-150s, like a 2019 F-150 XLT Super Cab with power equipment and sync. Bluetooth MSRP is $38,920. On sale this month for only $28,999. The October price match only at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest.
Price match is only applicable on similar in-stock units. Current incentives good through October 31st.
Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
The Mickey Flyler Show.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the...
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at First Class Halt. I got some car issues, man. I don't like having car issues. I got some car issues out there. Asked John this morning, I went, you know anything about cars? He goes, nah. I went, all right, I'm not going to ask you then.
It's not my field of expertise, that's for sure.
But if you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, don't worry about it. Go to First Class Halt in Greenville or in Anderson. They can take care of you. They have the free tow in case it does go in. And they don't work on Nissans or Fords or Chevys or Volkswagens. They just do this. They do it as fast as possible. They do it with this unbelievable equipment. Like, they've invested in their equipment over there, which is really big, and they do it with only certified. There's OEM parts, and these are good people, really good people. They're honest. They're upfront. They want you to come back. They want to gain your trust. They talk about prioritizing in case you got more than one thing wrong in your car. As far as affordability goes, they know what you're up against. To find out about their monthly specials, like the like the timing belt thing that's going over there now. Think about First Class Halts. FirstClassHalts.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Bill is in Anderson. Bill, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing? Hey, Bill. I'll give Bill like 3 or 4 more seconds. Hey, Billy. Nope. No, Bill. Remember Billy Boy, the old goat? Hey, look who's back. It's Billy Boy. Boy. I think he said Slooper.
Yes.
Slooper, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey? How are you?
Man, I'm great. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, man, that's great. Okay, so here's my thing. We're all gonna sit here and we're gonna get Trevor when he doesn't take that underneath route. And you know what, man? I'm not really worried about that because is that not one of the easiest things you can fix?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be worried if he can't hit
his throws downfield. You can't hit your throws downfield, then we can't work. Then the underneath stuff's going to get absolutely taken away. And I will say this, we did the same thing to Louisville. The Louisville quarterbacks didn't take advantage of it. At the beginning of the game, when Louisville was marching down the field, they were taking that the slot wide receivers or the running backs out in the flat, and they were getting 10, 15 yards. And then you know what, man? Quarterbacks in college, they just seem to lose their minds these days and think they got to make that long throw. And
you're right. It's the opposite of the NFL because NFL, they're just going to hit that all day long. But the one thing that drives me nuts, Mickey, is we'll get Trevor when he
makes a bad throw, pretty bad. And Dan Orlovsky,
we had, I don't know, it may have been 8 seconds before half. And we're at the 45, I believe. And we got 8 seconds. It's third down or whatever. And Trevor's running over sidelines. He's got to make a throw. He makes a throw to Justin Ross.
He knows his wide receivers. They're 6'5", and they can jump out of the building. He makes a great throw in the back of the end zone, and the announcers go, wow, how lucky was Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't catch a break if you're him, and you just made a 45-yard pass because you know your wide receivers, and you know that those dudes are, you know, can jump out of the gym, and that's the perfect throw to make in that situation. Now, he made some boneheaded ones where he threw into straight to a safety. But, I mean, call him out on that. But you can't sit there and keep calling him out on throws that he does make.
But even then, that's 100% right. You know, even saw on Saturday the Orlovsky guy, whatever, the color guy. He was saying how you don't need to run Trevor anymore. He's running it 10 times a day. I'm going to write Dabo Swinney a letter saying, don't run Trevor Lawrence as much as you run him. And after the game, we talk about Dabo saying, man, Trevor in the running game was a big part of what we were doing. I trust the coaching staff. I think Brandon Streeter is as good a quarterback coach as he is in the country. And him teaching him to throw the ball to Ross or Higgins in jump ball situations, that's what they want to do. They feel better about the 50-50 balls being an 80-20 ball because of those guys' basketball skills. So in a lot of cases, a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of receivers, no, don't throw that ball. If you can throw it to Ross or Higgins, yes, throw it. It works out, and it's worked out the tune of 22 in a row, and Trevor Lawrence has never lost a football game here. It's working, yeah, man. But yet, yeah, it's almost like there's a blueprint for announcers and media types that you, okay, this happens, you have to say this. And yet, you know, whenever somebody throws an interception, it's a bad throw. Well, maybe the receiver ran the wrong route. Maybe the receiver ran a laser route. Maybe the receiver didn't read the seam on an option route. Maybe there's, you know, he rounded. I thought on Rodgers, I thought he kind of rounded that route off rather than squaring in, not squaring in, but running a slant and maybe getting in front of there. And maybe the throw is still high. There's so much going on that we don't know. For instance, I thought Dabo did a great job. I thought Justin Foster, watching the naked eye, man, Justin Foster had 2 sacks. He played great. But Dabo said he didn't grade out very well in all his assignments for the whole game. We noticed he had 2 sacks, but we don't know the rest of it. We don't know where Trevor's supposed to be throwing the ball, what the routes look like, receivers running the wrong route, what the options were. We don't know those things, but neither does the guys on TV.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, you don't think Brandon Streeter in practice is going, Trevor, look over there to your right. You got 6'5", T. Higgins. Yep. Look over there to your left. You got 6'4",
Justin Ross. They both got 45-inch verticals. We got 8 seconds. What are you gonna draw up, Mickey?
Like, what you gonna draw up?
Yeah.
That is what I'm drawing up. If I'm going out there,
any coach, you know, is gonna say, "Look,
let's take advantage of what we have."
you don't have to just sit there and be so fundamental all the time when you know those dudes are going to go make a play.
Yep.
And last thing I'll say, Mick, is you just brought up Foster. Man, how huge is that he didn't get a targeting? Because if BC's going to just ground and pound the entire time, we need him.
Yep.
Because we play a lot of three-man front. You cannot play a three. I'm just telling you right now, I'm sure Brent's all over it, but we can't play a three-man front on that style of offense, man, because they'll be getting four and five all day on that, I think. So you're going to need him. You're going to need more bigger bodies. And, I think we got lucky on that, but, I mean, it is what it is. But, hey, I appreciate the talk, Mick. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks, Sleeper. Appreciate the phone call. Very good point.
You know, I was thinking when you were talking with Sleeper there, we were talking about, you know, maybe the receiver ran a run route or wrong route, different things. And it made me think about some of what Venables was saying, how they were talking about A.J. Terrell getting beat deep. How did A.J. Terrell get beat deep? Why did he not do that?
Well, no,
it was a cover two, and the safety was supposed to come over. But when you're sitting there watching that play with the naked eye, you know, right there in the moment, you're sitting there, how's A.J. Terrell getting beat?
That coming, A.J.
This is pick six against Tua guy. Come on, what are you doing? Yeah.
What are you doing?
But then when you actually figure out the play call, he did the right thing. It just happened to – they ran a route that was susceptible to a cover two defense.
Yeah. A lot of times we have the mob mentality.
Yes.
And we hear something and we repeat it. And I will be the first to tell you that I didn't watch a lot of the Texas and Kansas game on Saturday.
What?
I look at the stats.
You didn't watch Texas versus Kansas? What are you doing?
I don't get the Longhorn Network, so didn't watch.
Does anybody?
No. People in Texas don't get it.
Huh. It's like the Pac-12 Network. Does it really exist?
It's a true story. A lot of them really don't get that.
That's fantastic.
But we create these narratives, and we go with what we hear, we read, and we get these little notes on teams, and that's what we go with. Well, I'll go with what I see, and that's wins 45-10. So we'll take that. Bill's in Anderson. Bill, thanks for hanging on and calling back in. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Have you bothered to add up all the scores for Clemson? The composite score so far this year is 280-84.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty well.
Yeah, considering they lost all that on defense to hold the other team to 84 points right now, pretty doggone good.
Okay, well, what I wanted to ask, the one thing I noticed is they did not run Lynn J. Dixon this week as much. Is that by design, or was he banged up a little bit? He only had 5 carries for 11 yards.
Well,
and that's not normal Lynn J. Dixon figures.
No, but you only got one football. And so when Etienne runs it 14 times, Trevor runs it 10 times, you know, they were 37 runs and 33 passes, so they're pretty close to about their normal, you know, close to being 50-50 there. Lynch didn't run great when he had it in there, but that was a ETN and Lawrence running the ball game. I don't know if that was by design or not. And then they got the, you know, game got out of hand there. But Dixon's fine, healthy as far as I know. But this was just
okay. Well, I hadn't heard anything. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep. That was a ETN had 192 and Clemson had 310 on the ground. So nothing wrong with Lynch. They're fine there.
Yeah, and the other thing, I watched most of that Alabama game against Tennessee. If that quarterback doesn't make that bonehead play and they score on that in the fourth quarter, that's a one-score game.
Yeah, it looked different to me. This Alabama team looks different.
That would have been 28-20.
Yep, and it was a struggle for them, there's no doubt. This does not look like Alabama to me. Different Alabama, dude. Bill, I appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great day. Good points there. Jersey Jack, who I think is still in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. It's beautiful down here. Mickey, enjoying the weather. 80 degrees today. A little golf, so it's going to be a great day. So, hey, great game Saturday night. We obviously played very well offensively, even though we had a tough first quarter. But my picks, ETN and Simmons, they did very well. So
that might have been your best of the year because ETN had 192, and with Simmons just putting on a show, that might have been your best picks of the year.
I believe so. It's his first time I picked ETN, I believe. No, I might have picked him one other game, but he's just a fun player to watch. And of course, Isaiah, if he doesn't go in the first round in the NFL draft this year, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. So. He is a freak of nature, no doubt about it.
Yes. Yep. He's so fast that people don't understand that all of a sudden they try to run and all of a sudden he's on top of them.
Yeah. His angles are different. Yeah, there's no doubt about that, man. And he's long, angular, he's long, and makes a bunch of plays. And he's actually playing pretty good assignment football from what I understand.
Yep, he is. And the soccer team won 7-4 in Syracuse. Robbie Robinson had 3 goals, got the hat trick. So it was a great weekend for Tiger Sports. I don't think the baseball team played Alabama with the rain.
Right.
We were heading down here to Hilton Head that day, but I don't think they got that in. But it's going to be a great week this coming up. Boston College coming in for soccer Friday night and football Saturday night. So homecoming is going to be awesome. So looking forward to heading back on Friday morning and taking in all the homecoming festivities. So I'll try to give you a call on the way home.
That sounds great, man. Y'all have a great week down there, and come on home for homecoming.
We'll do it. Talk to you soon.
See you, Jack. Take care of yourself. James and Gamecock. James, you guys hang on, man. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Jersey Jack has a Carolina Flooring Specialist floor. I've been to his house. Him and his wife, Beth, nice enough to invite me over, have a nice dinner. And, man, it seared some steaks. Whew. Whew. Oh, that's really good. Man, it was fantastic. And their color they went with was tuxedo, which is a little darker floor. And, man, it looked good. And their two-car garage they had in there, man, it looked fantastic. Yours can look great also. 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. Let's get in touch with our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim Worley, you can give him a call, set up an appointment. No obligation deal. It's our great friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We'll take a break. James and Sumter, Gamecock James, I promise you, man, I'm coming straight to your reaction Monday morning, final segment.
Hey, Tiger fans, Coach Amanda Butler and the Clemson women's basketball team invite you to be part of the action in Little John Coliseum by purchasing your women's basketball season tickets. Coming off an incredible season last year that saw Coach Butler return the Tigers to the NCAA tournament, the Tigers are primed and ready for another great year. Tickets are currently on sale right now on ClemsonTigers.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are just what you've been looking for, a full-service bank that puts community first. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Tom's Barbecue is proud to announce the opening of their second location, Greer. You can now get your barbecue fix in their new location on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Same menu and hours, but open through dinner until 8 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and conveniently located near you. Bring the family and friends to come see what all the hype is about at Tom's Barbecue. Their signature cheer wine sauce will keep you coming back for more. Visit them at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G, or their flagship restaurant off Garlington and Woodruff Road in Greenville.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
George Coleman Ford is rolling out fall with the 2019 F-150 blowout sale for the month of October. They'll meet or beat any out-the-door written offer by any of their local competitors on similarly equipped 2019 F-150s. Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Ford F-150 today.
Price match applies to similar in-stock units only. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Incentives good through October 31st.
Come take advantage of the Tigers for Tigers promotion going on right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four Uni-Royal passenger or light truck tires and receive a $40 MasterCard reward card by mail, as well as a special Save the Tigers kit. In addition, Uni-Royal will donate $20 to the World Wildlife Fund in effort to double the world tiger population. So come see us and check us out at PendletonTire.com.
See UniRoyal.com for complete details. Offer expires on October 31st, 2019. Void where prohibited.
Experience superior home comfort with the game-changing Heil Quiet Comfort Deluxe 19 air conditioner and the Deluxe 18 heat pump with SmartSense technology. Both Heil units feature quiet operation, consistent comfort, and higher potential for energy savings, delivering lasting performance for years to come. Call Estes Heating and Air today for more information on superior heating and air comfort, the best performance, and big savings. Depend on us. 864-718-7200.
It is officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor, window graphics. So if somebody wants their storefront, they want to brand it, get attention from people driving by on the road. You might want to put your mission statement on your wall and what you want your customers to see when they walk in. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We always come out, we meet you, we take a look at the facility, and we get to understand the project. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. That's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's KATAZoom.com.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. As the weather cools in the fall, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
The Mickey Weiler Show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
654 Roar, James and Sumter. James, I appreciate your patience, man. Final segment. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick? How you doing, sir?
I'm great. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Hope you're well.
Man, everything is going well. I'm blessed. The SEC is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's turned from a league to propaganda and just smear campaigns.
Well, and look, the national stuff too, because I could sit here and tell you, yeah, the Big Ten's great. I watched the Penn State Michigan game, and I'm not sold on that. Plus, if I'm going to get the Big Ten, then don't tell me about Michigan State. Don't tell me about Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers, Northwestern, Illinois, Purdue, Nebraska. I've watched Iowa. Nobody's scared of Iowa. So don't tell me about how great the Big Ten is this year. You got, like, every team in every conference, you got one, two, or three really good teams. That's it. You got five great teams this year. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mick. The SEC is just a phrase in wrestling. When we were coming up, you and I, we're in our 50s and late 40s or whatever. Yep. It's a phrase called kayfabe. And man, I tell you what, the SEC, they don't care about it now. They just open with it. I watched Tennessee and Alabama, and my son and I was looking at the game, and I saw where that kid hit the quarterback.
Yep.
And I said, man, they got a little momentum going here, man. I mean, this fourth down and Alabama's about to punt the ball. And I said, wow, they might get good field position. Alabama's against the ropes.
Mm-mm.
Flag.
Yep.
You know? Yep. And that took Tennessee completely out of the game.
Yep.
And Man, I mean, it's nobody will talk about it, but the refs in these games, it is getting much worse. And nobody talks about it in the national media, how these officials in the SEC, they're just openly going for the higher rated team. It's crazy.
That was, it was 21-13 at the time, and they had stopped them. It was about six, seven, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. They had stopped them on third down and was getting the ball back. And without Tua, yeah, you know, you got a chance to go down, maybe get a 2-point conversion to tie the thing up. And the unnecessary roughness call or unsportsmanlike call, whatever, gave them a first down and it gave them momentum. And then they scored on that, made it 28-13. Then the big turnover there at the end. Alabama looked, yeah, it was not, you know, it was not typical Alabama, what I've seen out of them. They looked a little bit disjointed. And obviously the Tua injury is one thing, but Alabama looks different this year for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is what it is.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt.
All right, man.
Thank you, James. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Gamecock James has been hanging on. James, thanks for hanging through the break, man. I hope you had a good weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I wanted to talk about the South Carolina and Tennessee games. The previous caller, man, he hit the nail on the head. It's unbelievable what these refs are doing to the outcomes of these games. Did you see the South Carolina play that turned the whole game around with the two penalties on one play and they didn't call either one? Did you happen to see that?
Yeah. And the tackle jumping, moving early was one thing. You know, on the holding down the sideline down there, he had a hand out, his extended. Apparently, they didn't think that was holding. And I hadn't seen, you know, if he's grabbing his jersey or not. He had his hand out, and Mukwamu, they look like they're dancing down the sidelines down there. Both of them like running hand in hand down the sideline. So I'm not sure if that was. I know the tackle did move early. To me, the biggest one was the offensive pass interference no call, because that's a clear pick. And they didn't call that at all against Florida.
That one too, yeah. But even if he doesn't call holding, they should have seen the false start. They've got to start making this where you can review anything that's important. This thing that's not reviewable, I can't. Why is it not reviewable? You need to make it reviewable.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. They need to do something. I can't believe the coaches. Somebody hadn't spoken up. But this is like that guy said, this is the worst officiating I've seen in years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching football a long time. It's just getting worse. And it seems like they want to protect teams. You know, if they're ranked high, Alabama, for instance, that Tennessee game, there was no way that was roughing the passer. I mean, the announcers couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then it took Tennessee right out of the game.
Yeah, that was a big call.
They tied the thing up, like you said, you know?
Yeah, big call, no doubt about that. The only part about reviewing what's important is, like, then it's subjective. Is this important? Is that not important? And we're going to start doing the first period and second quarter and third quarter and all. So, even on replay, we don't always get it right. We can watch replay and still get it wrong sometimes.
You're probably not going to miss the false start on replay.
Yeah, you would think you wouldn't. You know, you think that you could. You, there's no way. Look, both linesmen are watching. The referee is watching, that back umpire's watching, and the first umpire's watching. You got five guys watching for false starts. You ought to be able to get the false start thing right.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just frustrating to be sitting there watching it. No matter who you're pulling for, I mean, you want to see the thing done right.
Right.
And it's just, they just botch it up every time, you know?
Yeah, it seemed like it, no doubt about it.
Anyway.
Thank you, James.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, bud, appreciate the phone call. Final phone call of the show is from Boogie. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing great. Hey, Mickey, I heard James, the truck driver, earlier, man. And I just got to say, that guy makes it real hard to pull against South Carolina.
I love the guy.
I like him so much.
I love him.
Hey, he is such a great fan. I enjoy his calls. And but Mickey, just to kind of piggyback off of what's been said so far, the bias in the media is just, it's outrageous. I mean, I've often said that the SEC and ESPN are in bed together, and it's like every year they want to focus on one conference or one team to try to discredit them so we can get two SEC teams in the playoffs. And if you do, don't make them play each other. Lord knows, don't do that. Don't make them play each other in the playoffs. But it's just ridiculous, because when you look at Ohio State hasn't beaten anybody. Alabama's best wins are Duke and Texas A&M. in which Texas A&M scored on us really late, less than a minute, correct?
Yes.
To get a touchdown to even draw that closer.
Yep.
And they put on, what, 27, 28 against Alabama? And it's like now, I read something that says two of the top 10 teams that are listed right now are the only two teams are rated in top 10 in offense and defense. Clemson's one of those. And we're steady dropping. We're steady dropping, but I believe a lot of it is just geared towards the fact that we want to influence the committee's opinion. If we keep putting enough out there, if we get the Tim Tebow's and the Paul Feinbaum's to just keep hammering this away, that Clemson plays nobody, but have beaten everybody.
Well, let me ask you this,
I mean,
Boogie.
It's crazy.
Ohio State jumps Clemson because they beat Northwestern 52-3?
Yes.
Do we not realize that Northwestern is 1-5 on the season and 0-4 in the league? Here's who Ohio State's beating this year. We talk about the false narratives. They've beaten Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, Indiana, Miami of Ohio, Nebraska, who, you know, a lot of years Nebraska's a pretty good football team. Nebraska's 4-3. They beat Michigan State. A lot of years Michigan State's pretty good. This year Michigan State's 4-3. And they beat Northwestern, who's 1-5. What are we saying, man, that's more impressive than what Clemson has done this year? How did that narrative get out there?
I mean, it's mind-boggling, Mickey. And I was at work Saturday, so I didn't get to watch the game, so I kept checking ESPN, and I'm seeing all these great highlights of this top team and this SEC team and this person. I get to Clemson, guess what picture they had? Booth throwing a punch.
Yeah. Yep.
That was ridiculous.
Because it's easy.
And I got a bunch of memes sent.
Yeah. Don't break down the game. Just go with what you hear. Go with some notes that you might have read and see a couple of highlights, and all of a sudden that's what you're going to judge the whole game on.
Well, Mickey, I can tell you this. It was a poor decision on Booth's part, but you don't know what happened on the kickoff before that led to that. People don't see that part of the game, and I've played the game. I know there's something happened in that game between those two that spurred that moment. He just didn't take it upon himself. But you know the narrative that really wasn't discussed at all is how Dabo went ahead and sent him to the locker room before the referees could even make a decision.
Yep. Yep.
None of that was discussed.
Yep. No doubt.
But it's crazy. But even getting these memes today, oh, look at your player. You know what? I said, well, at least our team has some fight in it. We didn't blame it on the refs for not breaking it up soon enough.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just crazy, man. But like I say, I believe by December come, everything will shake out. Clemson keeps winning. We're going to be fine. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of get that off my chest this morning. And also, too, just to mention real quick, Mickey, I think on Mondays with Monday Reaction, we need to do a segment with the most eligible bachelor in Clemson and kind of see what his weekend was like.
That's so what I'm saying.
Some of us married guys, we live vicariously through him now.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He totes the torch for us, man.
I want to know.
I want to hear about his weekend.
I want to know, did anybody get a rose this weekend? You know?
Yes. That's what we need to do. Get him on the bachelor. We need to run a campaign, like the Heisman campaign. Let's get him on the bachelor. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. So next Monday, I'm tuning in. I want to hear about his weekend.
Well, you got it for sure, Boogie. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call.
Buddy.
Hey. I'll forgive you for this. Brad, he's actually forgiven us the word. I'm good hands with Brad. He's good hands with Allstate. Call him 292-3001. My best friends in the world. I'm telling you, man, you trust Brad Hughes with everything. 292-3001. I'm going to forgive you because it's not just a weekend, Boogie. This guy has Monday dates, Tuesday dates, Wednesday. Be honest with me. Can you be honest with me about one thing?
Sure.
You have any dates this week set up?
Yes.
What days?
Thursday.
Okay. Oh, it's a light week for you. Any other days?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Light week for you. Anyway, we'll forgive him for only having one weeknight thing there.
Oh,
but you do work
goodness.
Saturday, so you can't really.
Yeah. It's not going to be a very active weekend when I'm here. It'll probably be 2:30 in the morning Saturday night. So,
let's get the music. What do we have here?
Well, for all of you who want to call in and talk about how everything's so terrible, tonight you get your opportunity, 8 to 9 o'clock right here on The Roar. Call in Tiger Calls. Talk to Coach Sweeney. It's always a good time.
I love it, man, for sure. Hey, quickly, my two-minute drill, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of real estate needs. My good friend, EricNewton.com. Everything you need, you guys have been doing it for 20 years, and we'll be here 20 more. No one knows Clemson like this guy, EricNewton.com. Two things. Brad Scott, I understand, did a great job on the color on Saturday. That was awesome.
Unbelievable
And number
job.
Two, Tim Beray, I found this out through Twitter. Chuck Baldwin mentioned this. He sent him his Jervy picture. They took down all the pictures at Jervy. I think it's like 150 of these that Tim Bray's sending out, and nobody knew about it. You know, he could have discarded them. No, he's taking time out to send these guys. He's about halfway done. That's a classy move, no doubt about that. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.